Want to watch the music videos as we review them? Head to vimeo.com/headfullofradio. The video reviews will be released in sync with the podcast.
Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Okay, here we go. Welcome back to Chasing the Video. Today's is, what is today's? Today's is Fake Plastic Trees. And we have with us Nico.
Hello, hello. Excited for this one because I remember liking the song a lot, so.
Yeah, and Chase.
Hello, I already have a question just purely on the song title.
Okay, okay.
This is kind of like a double negative.
Yes.
Like fake plastic trees. Yeah. Is that just real trees? Is that just normal trees? They're like not plastic trees?
That's a very good question.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, is it fake plastic or is it like fake comma plastic?
Yeah, I feel like I am unsure as to what the meaning of the song is supposed to be.
I love that interpretation. But I don't know. It's a whole other level. I could be thinking,
you know.
In recording this, just the song, he said the day they recorded that song, he had a complete meltdown. Everyone had to leave the studio. He couldn't get the vocals right, so it was just him and an acoustic guitar. And it was on like the first or second take that they got his singing and acoustic guitar together, and then it took a little while longer to get everything else. But it's a song.
It's a song. I like.
I should hope so.
Yeah,
I would have hope for listening to songs here.
Unless they just transcend music and it's just something else entirely.
That's right. Yeah. Are you ready for? This video,
I feel like I've been hyped up. This
you better deliver now, right?
I may not be excited.
Go! The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plant.
How did they get all that stuff to be that colory?
Yeah. What is it supposed to be? Like, Jaws?
I kind of think of it like he's... It's like all the different flavors of Coke.
Right. But it did feel a bit sort of supermarket aisle vibes. But as I look closer, it just looks like stacked.
Yeah.
Isn't he like in his shopping cart?
Oh, to be fair, that's probably what does it.
I think that's the point. Is that it's...
I hated those lawn chairs. They're the worst lawn chairs.
Worst lawn chairs? That's a big accusation.
Well, that you know, sometimes you in life you weigh a little too much and they break underneath your
weight. That's
very fair. That's the worst. It's like,
that's not where I'm at in my life right now. 2023 was not kind to me.
Boy, look at Johnny. Yeah, he's staring a hole into us.
More solos of the other people. He's managed to do this like half eye open sort of look.
Who, Tom?
Yeah, Tom.
Oh.
Maybe I should tell you that that's not on purpose.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Is that looks like the guy from Barry?
I was literally going to say the same thing. He said it. Like, that is no hake. Like, it was straight up. It does look like the guy from Barry.
Yeah. You can see the difference in his eye there again, Nico?
If it wasn't so blurry, maybe. I feel like that shot was difficult, but yeah.
So he was born with a paralyzed left eye and underwent five operations. Yeah. The last surgery was botched, which gave him a drooping eyelid.
Oh.
Say five?
Yeah. Oh. By the age of six.
Whoa. That's intense.
It goes to show like how intimate this like video is, and that is the first time I picked up on it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And maybe he's like allowed it to like, maybe there's been other takes where he's filmed things and they've kind of had it come across more, and like that's been edited out for whatever reason, but he's maybe happy to be a bit more vulnerable for this one, I don't know.
It's a good point, because he's never really been that close this as often as in this music video, right? There are close-up shots of him here and there, but never this much.
Sorry about that. I like these tracksuits. Big fan.
How do they keep those moving so smoothly?
Good question. Are the people we saw with the walkie-talkie security, or is it supposed to be like Truman Showy?
Both.
Seems like a little bit of both. You're right. Oh, look, there goes the band. Tom is very sad he has to leave.
I understand the vision. I understand what the preamble makes a lot of sense. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting song. You can almost hear the vulnerability, even the way that it was filmed in the last bit there, where it was really just him singing. It's like it amplified it a little bit.
Yeah. That was very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say personal, because I think that's like a too bad, like too easy of a word to say, but that's the only thing I can think of.
How do you feel about it, Nico? You're awfully quiet over there. Are you okay?
I remember this was like, again, to use like the words Chase has used, like it felt like quite like a personal experience when I listened to it the first time. So I feel like it's always tricky when someone connects to a song in a certain way. And then because it's so easy to interpret that in a wild, like, array of different ways, when you see, like, a music video and it's maybe not quite how you internalize it the first time, it can be a little bit jarring. So I'm a bit, like, confused with it. Like, I definitely liked it more towards the end once you got, like, the Truman Show, like, vibes and, like, they're having to leave and then there's, like, the child he's having to leave behind. That definitely, like, hit hard. But for a lot of the other bits, I was a bit kind of like, what are they doing here? Like, what is the vibe? Like, is this the vibe that I had? I don't know. So I feel like it did get there in the end for me. But I felt like I was meandering for a little bit, which I guess is probably a bit of the purpose about the song. So that's very fair. Yeah, still thinking on this one. What about you? How's the video?
Yeah, Chase, what about you?
I really liked it. I mean, I think the shopping cart like theme was kind of, you know, interesting. And like the whole store, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it just took me a bit to get it. And I still feel like I don't get the connection between what I was seeing on the screen and what I was hearing.
Right.
But I like the song a lot. I could feel the emotion in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like the music video was kind of like a generic 2000s music video.
Oh, it very much had that. Tom was certainly dressed as every person in the 90s.
Like, it felt like, you know, I don't know. It felt like for something that clearly had so much meaning behind it, I wish the music video conveyed that in a better way.
It certainly had its points, but I agree. Like, in a more overall sense, it could have hit harder.
Yes,
especially for how difficult it was for them for Tom specifically to record the song. Like, he broke down a bunch of times. He just couldn't get through it. It was very hard on him. Yeah, I get what you're saying on that one.
Yeah, I feel like I expected more just based on the surrounding, you know, story behind it all. But all things considered, like, if I could give a song ranking and then an experience ranking, I feel like my song ranking would be like a 5, and then my experience ranking would be like a 3.
Interesting. Well, that doesn't help me put this into my Excel spreadsheet of all of our scores.
I could just average it out.
So hey Google, what's the average of 5 and 3?
Please don't make me jump in.
I think Google can get this one. I hope Google can get this.
So thank you very much. I do like that you had to it needed a breakdown between the difference of the song.
It really did.
That's the first time that's happened to you so far since we've been doing this.
Is that a thing that you know, is common, and I'm just finally getting on the horse, or is that kind of
think you have an idea of what you think it's going to mean. But when it doesn't come across that way and the song is more powerful, I can see the difference between where you expect it and want it to be and what you heard. That does happen a lot, I think, with music videos in like the mid to late 90s. You know, either the song is really great or the music video is really great. And sometimes the difference can be jarring. Like, I honestly think this could have been, this was at the time, this was Radiohead's biggest hit. And I think it could have been more impactful with, like you said, a better music video.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I think, again, going back to like the kind of context you gave us, I felt like the imagery of him literally, like the story that you told about how the song was like recorded, like for him and like doing the vocals and stuff, I think that hits so much harder than trying to like kind of spruce it up with like colors and the stark white. Like, I get it, it's like trying to be a bit more artistic maybe, but I feel like the song is like, it does so much on its own that almost the other stuff kind of is a bit distracting. Granted, we are obviously reviewing it and talking over it, because I think when we listened to it, we were actually surprisingly quiet because we were really just taking it in. So I understand that obviously might come into play, but yeah, like, I feel like they could have just probably done less and it would have been better for me. Like, it's almost like I was trying to think about it too much because, yeah, like, there was the whole like shopping cart element, and like there's lots of things that don't like immediately like make sense as to what they're doing. Like, it's kind of artsy and interpretive, which is cool, but I feel like it's not necessarily what I wanted from the song.
I feel like,
go for it,
sorry, keep going. I was going to say, I feel like, as weird as it is to say, it would have benefited from being a less visually interesting video.
I think so, yeah. I agree.
Because it would have forced you to not, like, be trying to look at all the cool, pretty colors and try to, and just sit, like, really sit down and, you know, experience what was happening.
Right.
Yeah, because I think, like...
And I feel like, No, that was it. That was pretty much where my thought was going to end. I was just going to repeat the same thing over again.
Honestly, same. I was just going to repeat myself.
So what would you give this score-wise, then? Please don't make me average it out again.
Oh, this is tricky because, like, obviously I gave High and Dry an 8.5. And I do, like, I probably prefer this song maybe, and I prefer the music video. But it's almost like, because the expectation of the music video was like I wouldn't say that the expectation was high, but it was just different to what I got. So that kind of messed with it. for me a little bit. Like, I wasn't able to, like, really, like, gel with the song quite as much. So that's almost like taking away points. Even though, like, in isolation, I feel like the music video was more interesting. I just feel like it wasn't what I wanted for this song. Like, a lot of songs in, like, pop and stuff, you can, like, you just want it to be, like, really cool and conceptual, whereas I feel like this wasn't the time for that, maybe. So, weirdly, although I prefer the song and arguably the music video too, I think I'm going to stick with an 8.5, so 3.5.
Okay.
Long-winded way of getting to there, but there you go.
No, don't worry. It's better for us if that happens.
I have a weird thought here. This might be a bit of a stretch, for lack of a better word.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know how many of you two, or which of you two have watched It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. I want to say recent, but it's not recent anymore, just due to, you know, time keeps moving forward. But the episode where Matt comes out as gay and he has this whole, you know, big dance scene,
oh, yes,
and whatnot. I feel like that is the type of vibes that I would have appreciated in this music video. Like, because that, like, you know, you could feel the emotion without any words. And I feel like that would have played very well with what was going on the screen. Like, I feel like that would have done better, where it's a lot more muted tones and a lot more, like, physical, what's the word? Like, you just understand things from, like, a more physical perspective than from a, you know, visual, like, there's a trillion things going on perspective.
As you're talking about this, I'm certainly going to put that on the background going along while people can watch this episode, so it'll be happening in the background right now when they watch the thing on Vimeo, just to make that clear.
I think that's a really great comparison, though. Like, you're right.
It is. It's fantastic.
I completely agree with that.
Well, I'm going to give this an ed. I haven't seen this video in a really long time. And even though the emotion gets me, you guys are both sort of right in that. You know, it's a cool video, but at the same time, it should fit a different song. It probably fits a different song better. So I'm just going to go right out and say, hey, it's an ed for me.
An ed. I love that. That's definitely by far my favorite Radiohead song that I've heard so far, though. Just purely based on the song.
You got lots to go. That was our favorite at the time, but there's a... One of the two of us rated one of the next couple of video or songs a 5, a Tom. There's a Tom coming up song.
A Tom.
I know, right? Tom.
Yeah, our first one.
So big moment in the series.
I can't wait for us to get to that one. Yeah. And the other person voted it a Colin. No, they didn't.
I can't wait for that round. Worst song ever.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy March.
Happy March. Absolutely. We love March.
March. Yeah. Love and we'll see you next month.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I had a March thing that I forgot to say.
Oh, you could stay at the start of the April one.
Opportunity missed. Well, it's a specific March thing.
What is it?
Well, there's just a saying that's like March comes in like a lion or something like that. And I was just going to say that because I thought it would have been funny.
Well, now you've said it, and now it can be on the episode, and it's not going to be as funny, if that makes you feel like
better. What's the saying?
I've ruined it. The saying is, March comes in like a lion. I don't know exactly what it means, but it's just been in my head recently.
Yeah, I'm curious to Google what that... Oh, you use that.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.